time for a quick look at your coffee and how much it costs. It's the Upswing's Coffee Index.
Black, black, black coffee index.
Welcome back to the Upswing. It's Monday. You're probably on your second cup of coffee by now. Where'd we stop this morning? Let's see, producer Jaslyn. I had to stop at the bank. It was our son's birthday. He had some cash. I made the deposit for him. And then right next door is the Stone Creek Coffee on Oakland. I got a 12-ounce, $2.75. Of course, he had that 6.4% sales tax added, so $2.93. But I got the darker roast. It was great. A really good way to start the day. How about you? You're finding all these new locations, and you kind of...
Oh, I didn't find a new location this time.
All right.
I didn't have the time of luxury, so I went back to the BizStarts Community Market on Pittsburgh and First.
Okay.
And because I was so tempted, I gave into two temptations.
All right.
The Cafe Cola. So, coffee and Coke, which Coke actually made something. I don't know if they still sell it anymore.
Okay.
But that cost me $7. Ooh. And it's those frou-frou drinks. I want to give more of them a shot because it adds a little more variety, but it's a little kind of makes an impact.
You're breaking the budget a little bit. I'm going to have to buy your coffee.
You think I'm breaking the budget now? I also spent $15 on one of those stuffed bees that I saw last time. I need this.
Well, that's what it's all about, though. Community and commerce. You're driving it.
Yeah, exactly. I want to support local artists. So
all right.
There you go.
Very good. Let's see. Let's bring on our guest, Ian Robinson. Ian is the new owner of Pete's Pops. Ian, did you buy coffee anywhere this morning?
No, I try and make our coffee and tea at home whenever I can, save a couple bucks.
All right, that's good. Spoken like a true entrepreneur and business owner.